And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We're going to open up with a life insanity and talk about the Levi drama. Dun, dun, dun. Also, this morning, you won't believe it. Well, I'll have to tell you, then you might believe it. We had a morning miracle. A morning miracle. Those two things are not related, by the way. Our DDD, his prayer for you, and today's Facebook post, all in, all the time.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at. During the show, lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing, politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, oh man, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is open for conversation except for bite-sized Tootsie Rolls, which I had before we started the show. Wow. Okay. Anyway, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
In our marriages and families, we need to heed the advice of an old, old hymn.
This is Real Family Life with Dennis Rainey. Today is Thursday, August 3rd. Here's a song I remember from Sunday school.
That's a great hymn. The Bible is full of stories about God blessing people who trusted and obeyed His commandments. The 11th chapter of Hebrews reminds us of heroes like Noah, Abraham, Moses. They stand as examples of people who were blessed because of their faithful obedience. Trust and obey works in families too. When a man and a woman are married in a holy lifelong commitment to God, they receive His blessing. Does this mean that marriage will never have its problems? Of course not. Your family and mine will take its hits, but our setbacks are temporary when we do things God's way. One final thought. As you read and study the Bible, determine if you and your family are trusting God and obeying His commandments. If you're not, maybe it's time to begin to trust and obey. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know a couple of things we need to cover before we get into the Levi drama. First thing we need to cover, K-Praise app was $55 million. Then we made it free. Then we made it $100 million. And then we made it free again. So you can go to your app store and still buy it for nothing. But you can get it for free. All you do is type in KPRZ. And you just push the button and it downloads, and then you can hear KPRZ wherever you go, whatever you're doing. In fact, while you're sleeping, if you just have the app, and even if the phone is about a mile away, you will somehow still hear everything that's going on at KPRZ. We haven't figured out why that happens yet, but we're working on it. Don't forget Abounding Grace, Monday through Friday, 1:30 before this show and 4 o'clock after this show. So they are my slices of bread. Right in between, except actually in their case, it might be theirs is the meat on each side, and then I'm the bread in the middle. I'm just saying. Because they're pretty deep. Chris Gordon's pretty deep. I'm practical. He's deep. I'm kind of out there. He's normal. You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. Also, Pathway to Victory, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Monday through Friday, here at KPRZ, 11 a.m. He's going to be our pastor who's going to be speaking at our pastor's appreciation lunch. And he, I'm telling you, I've heard about 120 things that he's had to say, sermons and speeches and, you know, segments on television. That guy, every time, to the point, using scripture. Bam. Like, okay. So you have to appreciate that. Let's take a peek at this one. This is a kind of a, we'll segue really good into our Levi drama. This is in regards to our E.C.O.L.A. What's Bugging Me segment brought to you by E.C.O.L.A. Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E.C.O.L.A.termite.com, 800-332-BUGS. Yeah, all right, so here's what happened. Yesterday, I had to come in late, and we'll talk about what happened with Levi. And then, and so I'm driving down the road, and there was, I mean, I'm telling you, at 11 o'clock or 10:45, there was a really bad accident. And it was bad, and when I went by the accident, you could see the other car turn the other direction, half smashed completely. I mean, just like half the car squished. Then another car off to the side. I mean, it was pretty bad. And then today, I had to come in late. I had to, you know, get in here a few minutes late. And it unbelievable, within a few miles of that other accident, another horrific accident. It was just like unbelievable. Both heading south on the 5. You know, it was like, wow, what is going on? And for a minute, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be late and da-da-da-da. And I'm telling you, what's bugging me is how fast the Lord convicted me and how I didn't catch that, you know, instead of complaining about being in traffic because of those accidents, why aren't you praying for those families? And I was like, ooh, okay, oops. So it was a big oopsie. And it bugs me that I'm so self-centered that I can't at least just take the first. I can complain about it 30 seconds later. But for the first 30 seconds, I can just go, all right, Lord, cover the people. You know, if I was in an accident, I want people praying for me. I mean, I'm just saying. So what I want to happen to me, if that's what I'm doing to others, that's the do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's like, oh, yeah. And the Lord was going on it. Like, you know, because as soon as I let that settle, it was like, stop that. I'm like, oh. And it's not that you're going to walk this perfectly. You know what it really is? It's being just listening every so often so that if the Lord does correct you, you can go, yeah, all right, got to change that. Sorry. So that's what's bugging me. There you go. All right. Let's get into the Levi drama. Do we have a sound for the Levi drama?
If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome. and the doggy will have a good home.
There you go. That's how much is that doggy in the window? We got Levi when he was 7 weeks old. Cutest. I'm one of those cuter puppies. You know, puppies are always cute. All puppies are cute. But boxers, they don't open their eyes, you know, for a little bit. So we got him at 7 weeks. You're not supposed to get him till 9. And he was all white and about the size of, I got to think of how to describe it. Like a really big hot dog. He was pretty small, right? That's funny because it's a hot dog and a dog. So yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I got home, and now Levi has been with us for 6.5 years. And for those that are wondering, yes, he's still with us. So just you know, don't worry. But I got home, and that morning I noticed something that I hadn't noticed, and that's Levi woke me up at 4 a.m. and said, gotta go out, which he has never done in his life. It's like, wow, that's kind of bizarre. So I got home on Monday, and there was, it was Monday, yeah. And there was blood on the carpet, and there was urine around the blood. And it was just like, I just thought, first thing I thought, this is not good for the dog. So I took the dog, took him out, and he went, and there was a lot of blood in his going. And it was like, so we took him to the doggy place, the emergency doggy place, the doggy hospital, which I don't talk about those names and stuff like that because, you know, maybe they do something that's not perfect. But anyway, we were really concerned. Now, I love Levi. He's just like a great pet. He's almost like, he's for Noelle and I, just fantastic, kind of great dog between us. And, we were pretty concerned, and she was pretty upset. And we asked the Lord to have mercy on the dog and so on and so forth. And when we first went to the dog hospital, you know what they said? I'm going to tell you this. Well, it could be a tumor, it could be stones, or it could just be a infection. If it's a tumor, well, then you're looking at like $15,000. If there's stones, you're looking at like $4,000. And Noel and I are just like, what? Anyway, they presented us with a list of things to do, x-rays, blood tests, so on and so forth. And we looked at it, and they left the room, and we looked at each other and said, well, if he gets a blood test and it's positive, why do you need to have an x-ray? And so there was kind of a back and forth between her and I, and we went back and said, you know, we will, you know, we were not comfortable with what you guys are presenting. And so we told them, you know, you should be able to determine that from one x-ray and one blood test, not two x-rays and two blood tests, and taking his picture and sending it to Dogs Are Cool USA or something. And eventually they agreed, because I wasn't going to pay the money the way they were trying to communicate it. And it turned out it was just an infection. He just needed antibiotics. He's doing better, though not terrific, although he is on some pain medicine, which is really funny to see. It's not trying to make fun of him. It's really funny to see a boxer on pain medicine. If you've not seen the antics of a boxer, you know they're already kind of goofy, and they put their paws up like they're boxing, right? That's why they call them boxers. See, because they have their little paws, and they get up, and they do a little boxing motion. They don't do that when they're on pain pills. They stare. They stare at the wall, tilt their head, as though the wall is moving. So right now, Levi is sleeping at home. We got to kind of do this in shifts. But he was staring at the wall last night as though the wall was talking to him or something. And I was thinking, man, poor dog. Here's the one thing I'll tell you. There's nothing wrong with taking care of your animals. So if everybody's thinking, oh, well, you should just, you know, let nature take its course. Okay, next time you get a fever, you don't get any aspirin or you don't get any, you know, antibiotics. We'll just let nature take its course. So that doesn't work there. But just because you go to somewhere to get treatment, you need to ask questions. You don't just, whatever they say, you just take it wholesale, unless you've developed a relationship with those people in a service. We had never been to this place before. And it turns out that we actually got the dog better and saved 60% off of what they originally said. Now, 60% when you're getting into that range is a lot of money. And so we just said, well, why can't we do this? Why can't we approach it this way? Da 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 da. And they were like, well, you can, da da da. You should be able to ask those questions. So anyway, Levi is fine, but I wasn't here yesterday because I had to be at home, because every couple hours he has to be able to go, and we don't have that capacity. So for everybody who listened to our best of, thank you. And that was a very good best of, by the way. I listened to some of it myself, so I hardly ever listen to myself. I was thinking, that guy's good. He should get a show. That's what I was thinking. All right. Anyhow, we're going to take a short break, come back, because then this morning, an unbelievable thing happened, and it's going to blow your mind. And I'm not kidding. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Do you happen to know what termites hate? Termites hate heat. So when it gets blistering hot outside, guess where they go? That's right, into your nice, cool house. They ought to be sending you thank you notes. However, my friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady, owner of Ecola, has a patented process called Ecola Heat that turns the tables on termites and kills them. Yes. And Sue, this is just one of your family-friendly alternative methods of killing termites?
That's right, Dave. We use mostly natural, non-toxic solutions that can be more convenient and less costly, along with traditional methods. Call us today for a free inspection so we can determine the best method of eradicating termites in your home and keep them away. First-time customers get $100 off.
Call Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS, or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly.
Not for escrows.
Jesus is our peace.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by James Banks. James writes, "When I was 6 years old, I rode a roller coaster for the first time with my older brothers. As soon as we hit a turn at a high speed, I started to yell, 'Stop this thing right now! I want to get off!' Of course, the roller coaster didn't stop, and I had to white-knuckle it, hanging on tight for the rest of the ride. Sometimes life can feel like an unwanted roller coaster ride, with downhill drops and hairpin curves we never see coming. When unexpected difficulties occur, the Bible reminds us that our best recourse is to place our trust in God. It was in a tumultuous time when invasion threatened his country that the prophet Isaiah, inspired by the Spirit, discerned this powerful promise from the Lord. Isaiah 26:3 says, 'You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you.' The peace our Savior gives us as we turn to him transcends all understanding," we read in Philippians 4:7. I will never forget the words of a woman who was struggling with breast cancer. After a group from our church prayed for her one evening, she said, "I don't know what will happen, but I know I'll be okay, because the Lord was here with us tonight." Life will have its difficulties, but our Savior, who loves us more than life, is greater than them all. You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't care. Well, I don't really care about the dog situation. I just, you know, while you're teaching, it's like, if you're listening to this show, you're a part of my life, and that's part of my life. So that's kind of how that goes. And Tugboat Todd asked me something really important on the office, and it's like on off air, and that is, if you've got your dog and your dog's having a problem and there's blood in there, you can get him to a vet. But there's a lot of good hospitals to take your pet to, and you should just be aware of what's going on. So for those that love your pets, nothing wrong with taking care of them. You know, you're supposed to do that. You know, to some degree, it's a good stewardship. But I'm just saying, you know, if you know that that dog has urine in his blood and that's going on, it's, you know, it could be any of those things. You got to tame it. But if they just do a blood test and confirm, then you don't have to have all the other stuff. It's not required. So you just need to be aware of that. People are, don't tell me they're not doing it to make money. Okay. Everything the government does to make money, everything. You know, well, it's a nonprofit. You know, those nonprofits, everybody gets a nice salary. It's just a little, maybe not all the way true. All right, so this morning, feeling good because the dog's doing better. It was pretty funny watching him watch the wall. Okay, I'm not going to lie about that. I guess they give cats catnip or something, which is like getting the cat high or something. Well, in this case, the dog needed it because of the discomfort, and then he just looks at the wall like the wall is doing something. Okay, so this morning, feeling good. Dog's doing good. All right, everybody's good. Checked on the grandkids, all doing good. All the kids are good, feeling okay, great, great, great. I get a text early this morning. By the way, I'm not doing a live read for Sam or for Steve Wheeler from Whitefields Ministries because of what I'm about to tell you. I get a text from Sam Rasool. What do you know about Sam? I talk about him quite a bit. He's one of the biggest sponsors on our show. I tell you to go to Think Sam, right? You know, right? He gets on here. He'll spend his first portion of his segment. He'll talk about real estate. The second portion, he starts talking about life. Sometimes he tells us a little too much about life, like when he went to Maui and jumped off the cliff and used his other part of his body to land. Like, okay, don't tell me that. He texts me this morning, and he said there continues to be blessing. And I'm like, okay, what? What does that mean? So I open it up, and there is from our man Sam, thinksam.com, two pictures. The first picture is a donation. I'm not going to give you the amount on that one. But the first picture, it's a donation. And Sam, well, I guess I can tell you. So Sam was able to give $2,500 to the San Diego Rescue Mission, which is like fantastic. So another sale went through. He took the money and was able to use that. And the person, I guess, directed some of it to that direction. Listen to this. And then on a separate picture, there was a donation to Whitefields. And Sam texts me and Steve in the morning. Got it right here on my phone. And there was a donation to Whitefields for $1,000. All right? Remember, Sam takes 25%. So that's $3,500 going into ministries. Now, watch this, because you haven't heard anything yet. Listen to this. This is Steve's response after the text. All right? And this is what Steve said. About 5 minutes later after he texted. Here's Steve from Whitefields, Whitefields Ministries, whitefields.org. That is amazing. I just transferred $1,100 to purchase the property in Kikorera, I can't even pronounce it right, so just forgive me, where we have been feeding starving people. I prayed that the Lord would provide so we could plant a church. Literally made the transfer 15 minutes ago. So Steve is praying, and it's like, gosh, we got to plant a church here because these people are starving, and there's nobody feeding them, and you know we're kind of like the only people out there. And if you can plant a church, and this isn't like putting up big columns and buildings and having big sanctuaries, this is like planting a church in the smallest possible way. And you're talking about $1,100 to plant a church in a foreign land. It just so happens within 15 minutes of him doing that, that Sam deposits $1,000 without knowing about that into Whitefields Ministries account. Then Sam, 1 minute later, texts, what an amazing confirmation. I had a church that was saying that they might help with the purchase. They came back and said, sorry, not in our budget. I was texting Onesimus. Oh, this is Steve. I gotta rephrase that. What an amazing confirmation. I went back and forth whether we should move forward. This is on the church. I gotta get all these lined up. I had a church that was saying they might help. They came back and said we can't do it. I was texting Onesimus. I prayed, Lord, if you're gonna do this, let's go. And then the next thing I did is I did it, and the transfer took place after that. So Steve and Sam did not talk. And Steve is trying to follow the Lord. Okay, he's doing the best he can, just like you and me. Remember, whitefields.org. You should know what's going on here. Sam, in the meantime, gets an escrow finished off, gets all the paperwork done. This morning, makes the deposit. He makes the $1,000 deposit 15 minutes after Steve forwards $1,100 to get the whole thing done, knowing that he's sending that money out in faith. And then 15 minutes later, gets $1,000 of it back. So from the ministry point of view, it's going to cost him $100 to plant a church and help starving people. Sam then texts Steve and I and says, okay, I'm getting goosebumps. Because none of this is planned. You don't understand. It was all this was taking place texting one another. And so when you sit there and you hear me talk about Sam and you hear me talk about Steve and I tell you that there's friendships, how many relationships in radio, let alone in Christian radio, where the people that know each other are texting each other before 8:30 in the morning, sharing about stories and stuff like that. And that one blesses the other, which blesses the other. And I just texted him and said, every step is ordered by the Lord. And it's like you and I might think, well, I'm just doing this. But what's amazing is God takes I'm just doing this and does something with it. And I think it's fantastic. I mean, isn't it awesome? It's just incredible. He forwards 1,100, gets 1,000 back within 15 minutes. Like, that's good. I'll bet you $1,000,000 he gets another 100 bucks for this before anything else happens. I mean, it's the Lord's doing it. This reminds me of something that happened to Noelle and I. It was really kind of an amazing thing, but we went out to dinner. I've mentioned this before, and this is not to brag. I'm just saying you don't know where things are going to lead from time to time. We went out, and it was just her and I spending some time together. We went to one of those shows, you know, like a theater show, and you could tell that the people were giving the girl kind of a hard time, the gal that was feeding our section. And so at the end of the show, we just said, hey, let's give her a little extra. And we decided to do one of those, give her a little extra, like the same amount that the bill was, kind of extra. So she cut. Now we're done. We're the last ones out because sometimes when I go, my dad used to take us to hockey games and we were always the first people to leave because he wanted to beat the traffic. So now when I go to an event, I try and stay to be like the last person. You know, it's kind of like that psychological opposite thing. So we're there and she comes up and she says, why did you do that? And we said, we just felt like we wanted to give something to you. She goes, that's the exact amount I needed that I was short in rent. And we said, Jesus loves you. Walked away. You know, why? Because we didn't know. And you don't always know. Sometimes you do something and you bless somebody even beyond what you know. You've probably blessed people 1,000 times. Hey, guess what? Your activities, they count. The things you do matter. And that's really important. ThinkSam.com, Whitefields.org. Yeah, be led. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching, from a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business. San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace and this brief lesson in theology. Have you heard of the word inerrancy? Well, it conveys the belief that the original writings of Scripture are completely true in everything they teach and without error in every word, whether it's doctrine, history, science, geography, or anything else. Yet inerrancy is an unpopular idea. Some think it isn't important. Others believe it's divisive, while still others claim it's a technical matter best decided by biblical scholars. Yet inerrancy is the basis of our faith. Don't be disturbed by those who attack the integrity of Scripture. Study any problem passage, and you'll know firsthand what the issues really are. And remember, Scripture was given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
It was once believed that the Treasury Department trained its agents to recognize counterfeit money by having them study real dollars instead of counterfeits, so they would immediately notice a difference. While that was a rumor rather than the truth, it says a lot about the power of observation. The more we observe the right things, the faster we will notice anything that doesn't measure up. The Apostle Paul called the right things those that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and of good report. Focusing on those kinds of words, images, people, and ideas will leave little room for what is not real and true. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's very best on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you. I pushed up my volume, but way too much. So it sounded like I was like King Kong in my ear. That was loud. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I can't do an intro after 5 years.
I'm working on it.
You do the best you can, right? You can only do the best you can. So here's the way to go about it. You do your best. You pray that it's blessed, and you let Jesus take care of the rest. There you go. I don't really have that much more I want to say. KPRZ.com, fantastic opportunity to kind of connect to the community. CrazyPriceMall.com is give you a good chance to, you know, to save some dough. I am personally committed to saving dough when I can. I like how Marty kind of teaches people. It's like, get rid of all debt. Make good decisions. Well, here's a good decision. Don't spend more than you need to, or certainly more than you have. That's a great idea. All right, so this morning I'm doing my devotions. And that whole thing, by the way, happened after my devotion. So I was just really pumped. But I was reading something in the Gospel of John, and then I realized kind of a DDD that came out of it, and I want to share it because I think it'll really be a blessing. And also, just so you can know, in the next hour, it's going to be an amazing review on how God's grace never fails, even when you think it's failed you. I mean, even after you think it's failed you. So we're going to talk about that next hour. All right, so this is entitled... I forgot the sound in the last one. His prayer.
Say a little prayer for you.
For you.
Say a little prayer for you.
I like that. Say a little prayer for you. Right? It's great, right? How about this? For those that really like theology, got one for you. Ready? John 17, 20 through 24. This is Jesus when he does the big prayer. You know, they call the Lord's Prayer Matthew chapter 6, which, of course, Jesus didn't call it that. That's just how we identify it. And this is the big prayer that Jesus gives. This is the lengthiest prayer on record that Jesus gives in John chapter 17. Here's what he says. Several verses in, he says, I am not asking on behalf of them alone, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfectly united, so that the world may know that you sent me and have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, that they may see the glory that you gave to me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Here's Jesus talking to the Father. Now remember, this might be a little helpful, but John's gospel is a very unique viewpoint of his encounter with Jesus Christ. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called synoptic gospels because they have a similar way of seeing the ministry of Jesus. John comes along and sees Jesus as the Son of God, and his view, his encounter, is completely different. It's just so in so majestic. And so here's Jesus praying a prayer for his disciples. Not to be forgotten is Jesus is praying this prayer for his disciples. John is one of those disciples Jesus is praying for, even though John's the one writing this, recording this. So Jesus says, I'm not asking on behalf of them alone, referring to the disciples, but also on the behalf of those who will believe in me through their message. Let's talk about the first thing. When he says, I am not asking on behalf of them alone, the them alone is the disciples. But watch this. But also, Jesus said, on behalf of those who will believe in me through their message. You know who that is? You. You believe in Jesus through their message. The disciples give this message, which has been passed down from generation to generation to generation, and you are one of those generations. And so this is a prayer for you. See, that's why you got to pay attention to things in Scripture. Now, the whole text takes on this other meaning. What? Jesus is praying this for me? Oh, I better really listen. As though you shouldn't be listening otherwise. But here, you see, Jesus is like, he's praying this prayer for you and I. And for everybody who believes in Jesus through the message of the disciples. That's us. That's the church. Here's what he prays. Verse 21, that all of them may be one as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. So that the world may believe you sent me. You know what Jesus prays for? Between the disciples, those 12, and the 1,200 million since then, or whatever that is. He's praying that we're united. He's praying that we're unified. It's not that denominations need to be bad. It's just that we make them bad. It's not that identifying with something is wrong. By the way, the word denominate means to identify with. It's not that the denomination or the identification is wrong. It's wrong when it's to the exclusion of others. There's the problem. Well, I'm Presbyterian. Well, I'm Lutheran. Well, congratulations, I'm human. I mean, it's like you got to kind of get that, you know, kind of maybe thought of differently. And then there's some people, and I'm going to tell you right now, you people are not going to like this, and I'll take the emails and respond to every one of them. Some people say unity only comes through doctrine, and they'll quote Ephesians 4:13. And they'll say to me, unity only comes through doctrine. It's only if we can all see Jesus the same. Well, first of all, you and your twin don't see Jesus the same. So that's just dumb. Okay, that's called ignorant. Oh, you're ignorant. All right, so here's the other part of that. The other part of that is Jesus doesn't agree with you that it's a doctrine. That's the bigger problem. You can quote Ephesians 4:13. I've got 10 verses. You've got Ephesians 4:13 that you're trying to make fix. I've got them all right in front of me. Now, here's the thing you got to catch. Jesus makes it clear about our unification. He says this. He says they need to be united. Well, what unites us? Well, first of all, we have the same Father, our Heavenly Father. Second of all, we're redeemed by the same blood. And third, we drink from the same Holy Spirit. So right there, in the Trinity and our engagement with the Trinity. Well, there's unity right there. Got that. Same dad puts you as relatives, same blood relatives, blood of Jesus Christ. We're drinking from the same spirit. It's like the same water. All right? What does Jesus say that will happen? So that the world may believe that you sent me. Unity in the church as a witness. Not unity in a denomination. Unity in a church. On the essentials, we are unified. On non-essentials, we offer up liberty. On things that don't, you know, matter. It's you don't have, look, Jesus Christ died on that cross for our sins, was buried, and 3 days later rose again. If that is on equal par with your interpretation of prophecy, there's a problem. Because that truth that I said prior is the one that has the foundation of the church. Nobody in the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth century had as much difficulty with eschatology like we do now, yet the church just prevailed and kept going. But look at what Jesus said. Here's the catch. He says this. He says, I want those you have given me to be where I am. So Jesus wants us to be with him and be in that glory. And that prayer is yet to be answered, and that's going to happen. And he says this, you gave, see the glory you gave me because you loved me. You want to know what's amazing about the unity that Jesus Christ talks about? How about John 13:35? By this shall all men know you are my disciples. By the way you argue about doctrine. Oh, wait, it doesn't say that. By the way you throw things at one another, it doesn't say that. By your love one for another, because love, Christian love, not worldly love, not fake love, not erotic love, agape love, unites. And so Jesus makes it absolutely clear. I want all of them to be one, Father, like you and me. It's not like Jesus and the Father are in doctrinal communion. Come on. It's our love for one another, and he's praying for us to love one another. If you can't grow 1 inch in that, I consider it rebellion. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Isn't it amazing Jesus can use?
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
How in the world do we ever go about laying aside sin? Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. I have to confess to you, this is a daunting challenge every day of my own life. I think it is for every one of us. Letting go, laying aside sin. So back to my question, how do we do it? Well, we fix our eyes on the person of Christ. We deliberately choose to make Jesus our focus. He's the shepherd who leads us. He's our example. He's our model. Looking unto him who has authored and finished the faith. What a great reminder. As he lived, we are to live. And that's what it's all about.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 1-800-846-8610 and donate today.
If you haven't taught your children how to know what they believe and why they believe it, who will? This is Jim Garlow. In public school, your child won't be taught how to pray. The Ten Commandments won't be on the walls, and biblical principles won't be taught. In college, they'll be bombarded with worldviews filled with twisted half-truths intentionally to undermine the Christian worldview. As a Christian and a citizen, we should be working with our elected representatives to reform public education, to encourage alternatives to be created and protected. Religious liberty shouldn't be suffocated because of political correctness. And First Amendment rights shouldn't end the moment a student or a teacher steps onto their school campus. The battle over the education of our children lies with us as parents and grandparents. Take ownership for the teaching of your children. The eternal consequences are real. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Lots to tell you. I can't wait till next hour. It's going to be a lot of examination of Scripture, which I enjoy doing, but, you know, not trying to beat anybody on the head with the scriptural hammer. We used to say in the old days, you want to shoot them with the Bible bullets? That's how we used to say in the old days. Bottom line, you want to reach me, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I did get some good news today from school. From my master's degree, I said, no matter what you put in there, and I've mentioned this before, if you have one jot or tittle out of place, you know, ding, ding, ding. I mean, they ding you. Oh, look, there's a smudge on the electronic. Wait, that's not on my end. Anyhow, I did another research paper. I got a 99. That's the most you can get in a paper there because they won't give you 100. Well, all my days, I haven't seen it. So I thought that was a great blessing. And then, you know, the first thing my wife said, don't get a big head. It's like, all you have to do to say, take out the garbage. And no matter how smart you are, you just come back to earth like right away. And I remember this preacher talking, and I mentioned this before. This preacher was preaching one time and preached to all these pastors and did a fantastic job. Remember I shared this with you? He did a great job. And he comes off the stage and he says to his wife, what do you think? And she goes, nothing will drop you faster than that right there. See how the Lord is? Nah, that's all right. Okay. Let's get into our Facebook post. We have some Facebook post music. Let's do it. There you go. I give you my heart and I give you my soul. The title of this is All In All the Time. All in, all the time. It's an amazing struggle that I have when I consider Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. There's a lot of people that know that verse. A lot of people that use that verse. A lot of people that never do that verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Which just tells you right now, if your heart was built into 100 different points, how many points are not there? Like, oh, bummer. Because for me, it's got to be 50, 60 that are not where there's... I'm just being honest. And so the idea of Scripture is, you know, to be in all the time. And the encouragement from Scripture is to keep going. When you read the Bible and you sense that conviction that comes from the Holy Spirit, which no doubt you do, that's not so the Lord can discourage you, though Satan tries to make it that way. He tries to change the moment and make it worse. He often does. He is a liar. When you read Scripture and you think, man, I'm not there, or I don't even know how to do that, or I don't process that, or I don't know what, you know, how that works, ask God to help. He didn't give you the Scriptures just so he can say, I just want to beat you up with a hammer. That's not the idea. And so when Scripture tells us to be all in with all our heart, you know, there's a reason it tells us, and we should be moving in that direction, at least stepping in that direction if you can't run in that direction. All in all the time, coming out of 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my dear brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the Lord's work, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Well, we do get to know is a couple of things right off the bat. We should be excelling in the Lord's work. First, excelling doesn't mean going backwards. It means going forward. That's a good thing to note. But let's look at this. My dear brothers, be steadfast, immovable. Now, who likes in and out as much as I do? Probably a robo producer. Probably does. Noah probably does. I mean, he probably likes it more than anybody I've ever known. He's the only guy in the world that when his kids got a job there, he was getting ready to have a party. I mean, come on. But as much as I like In-N-Out, we are not supposed to be like In-N-Out. We're supposed to be a little bit more like the Chevy truck, like a rock kind of thing. See what I'm saying? We're supposed to have that steadfast and immovable. We should be excelling in the Lord's work. First of all, I just mentioned the excelling part, but second, catch the Lord's work. We don't need to be excelling in our work. Our work has no lasting value. And I think that it too often, and I wrote this in the Facebook post, we sanction and sanctify our projects. If God's in it, you'll know. If he's not in it, you'll know. They labor in vain that try and build the house without the Lord. Also, it says this, that our labor is got a reward to it. It's not for nothing. Okay, so I wrote, it's not for nothing, which is a double negative. Oh, well. The work that you do is not for nothing. The work that you do, the things that you do, the prayers that you offer, they matter. Your kingdom processes matter. You moving forward matters. When you try and do the Lord stuff and you're excelling in the Lord stuff, it's never in vain. It's never empty. When you try and do your own thing, you're on your own. You get rewarded by yourself. When you're doing the things that God wants you to do, he rewards you. How are his rewards? Eternal. Everlasting. Fantastic. How are your rewards? Got to do the same thing over again next month. That's our rewards. Got to do it again. Never lasts. Here's my point. My point is we should be all in all the time. We should just be steadfast, immovable, not blown around like wind that blows a leaf around. Do you ever see a leaf get caught up in a wind drift? It goes, some of us walk that way. We do our Christian walk that way. I think we should be more like a rock than a leaf. Excelling in the Lord's work, not ours. Not sanctioning or sanctifying something, saying it's the Lord's work while you're ripping people off. That's not a good idea. And the bottom line is it's not empty. It has eternal value because God is eternal and made you eternal. So the things you do have eternal input. It's not for nothing. It all matters. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.